Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We are pleased to be joined up here on stage by Steve Weiss, who covers the NFL for the NFL Network, and of course, he used to be with the AJC, and now is joining us talking a little bit about how about Atlanta jumping, man? That stadium looked great, or what?
I got to tell you, I think this is about my 15th Super Bowl, and first off, the way Atlanta has handled the influx of people. I know the people who live here be like, oh, the traffic flows of pain and whatnot. They have done a fantastic job of managing the crowd expectations. Now, it's Friday morning.
Yes. And that's the thing. Like Steve,
to your Friday morning.
To your point. That's the main reason why when I think about, like, because a lot of the events, which is a great thing, they're here. They're centrally located around the Super Bowl, well, the venue. But my biggest fear is the traffic. Now, they said it's been great. Like, I've had some friends who actually live down here. They said that it has been great. But it's Friday night. It's a little different animal tonight. I don't know. But so far, so good. I will say that.
Here's the message that I hope all the coaches and everyone parlay to their players and staffers and whatnot. Don't let TMZ win Super Bowl week.
Yes.
Because they are going to be out, and you know people are going to put themselves in position to be plastered on TMZ.
Yeah. And tonight is tonight, and tomorrow night is probably going to be tonight. You know, because it's been a little calm.
Oh,
it's
been a little tame.
It's been a little tame. It's been a little tame because I have some friends who are in town, and you know, I told them I'm going to do the responsible grown-up thing, and because I got to go to work in the morning.
Yes, you do.
But tonight, though.
Oh, it's on
tonight. Tonight it might be a little.
Real quick, I know we want to get the Super Bowl, but I just want to. I want to bow down to Hugh right now because in 2 weeks, I'm on the selection committee, and I am the co-MC for the Black College Football Hall of Fame.
Which we are thrilled.
We are thrilled, and getting Hugh in is such an honor for us. It is.
Well, thank you.
It is an incredible honor, Hugh, when you go into this room and you see the greatness, when you see Mel Blunt and Donnie Schell and all of these great people and all these Pro Football Hall of Famers. But to have you join this group is just fantastic and well deserved.
Well, thank you, thank you. You know, it's honestly one thing that it makes me feel a little strange when you mention it. I still haven't gotten used to it.
Oh, just
and
wait.
I was telling you the other day, still haven't invited my kids. Like my kids are in school, and I know that I have because I know and they keep asking me, so Dad, when is it? And I'm just kind of I still haven't wrapped my mind around it yet. And I guess for me for the most part. I've been really trying to downplay it like it's not a – it's a big deal.
It's a huge deal.
And I'm kind of like – like I'm sitting here, and when you bring it up, I get a little uncomfortable. Like I don't get uncomfortable in a whole lot of situations, but it makes me a little uncomfortable because when you think about the contributions that these guys have made that came before me and what the HBCUs meant to us back in the day and how they've evolved and how now they're starting to come back strong – It's a humbling thought, man. It's just real humbling, and it's just like, wow, like you're going into the Black College Hall of Fame.
There are 32 Pro Football Hall of Famers who went to historically black colleges and universities, and that's not including the great coaches like Eddie Robinson and Marino Kasem and places and people like that. So again, it is an incredible honor when the museum goes up in Canton in a year. Your name will be there as well,
that's a little weird. That's a little weird.
Yeah, that's the added bonus is moving into Canada.
Absolutely.
Right? On top of that, Steve Weiss, NFL Network, as we count down to Super Bowl 53. I don't know if this is going to be the last time of Tom Brady on the stage like this, because we never know. He could be back for 10.
You better believe it. You never
His
know.
Agent Don Yee told us this morning, he said, we're going for one for the toe.
Might as well. I mean, you know, it's amazing. How many times have we said, boy, Tom Brady, this and that, or he's not, or this, or in the midseason, God, their offensive line is terrible, or they don't have their identity, or their talent isn't this or that, and they're still here.
Yeah.
I mean, now part of it, and not to say the AFC has not had consistently worthy competition, but the battle for these NFC teams to get through has been a little bit tougher for the Patriots in terms of the Bills, Jets, and Dolphins have basically been six dubs a year.
Every year.
For the Patriots.
For like the last 2 years, something like that, forever. I
mean, so, but not to take away from anything, because this year Kansas City was all over, right? Kansas City could have won that game.
Sure.
The Steelers have had opportunities. The Jags should have beaten them last year. Now, they had a couple controversial calls that didn't go their way.
The Texans had a shot at them.
Texans, but they're still here.
Right.
And every time the Patriots take...
Not to mention the Falcons.
and who? Super Bowl, yeah.
He's a gun for punishment. I just wanted to put that out there.
I tell you what, if all of a sudden the Rams jump up 28-3, you know what everybody in Atlanta is
going
to be
thinking.
Thank
God it's not the Saints.
Well, that's what you saying that. I am not partial here. But, I mean, the great thing about the Patriots this season, and I think this is one of Bill Belichick's greatest coaching jobs, because every time they take the field, they are pretty much outmatched personnel-wise.
Yes. That's the crazy thing about this team. When you look at them athletically, when you look defensively and offensively, Julian Edelman, like when you look at the class of receivers that you talk about,
Hogan, Dorsett. I mean, there's so many guys. You're like, they flopped elsewhere, and they work there.
Yes.
And you talk to players. It's interesting. I talked to a former player last week who said the thing about the Patriots, because he's played for a couple teams, is by Wednesday, you are fully prepared. You know everything you are supposed to know. So practice is Thursday, Friday, and a walkthrough Saturday. That is basically nothing but putting the cherry on top. You are so well prepared. I mean, they'll come in that Monday. Gronk, who's the defensive coordinator for this opposing team? Who were his assistants? What are their ties to the head coach? So these guys know even the minute details of that. Okay, what was their injury report last? How are they coming through? So it is a quiz. Like, you have got to know every last detail about everything about them. So by the time you are done with that Wednesday install, for whatever part of the game sequence you want to install, they're well-versed. They know it. And they game plan week to week. You know, the big thing, you know, when Johnny Manziel came out of college, people were saying he never had a full playbook. He was just a week-to-week guy. You talk to people with the Patriots, they're week-to-week guys. Yeah, they got a full playbook that they install in training camp.
Mm-hmm.
But from that point, you never know when you're going to see that group of plays again, because it is so week-to-week in preparation for that specific opponent. Again, down to the details, you better know who that quality control special teams coach is. And what ties he may have to the head coach, and how he could design a play on special teams that could parlay into a weakness or a big play of the opponent. It is amazing their fine-tooth detail.
Right. Steve Weiser, the NFL Network. We only have a minute left. In that minute, Sean McVay is 33 years old. Changing the guard, passing the torch. I mean, he could coach for 33 more years.
Sure.
I mean, who knows?
It could happen.
We could be sitting at the beginning of.
Absolutely, and I'll say this, because I live in Los Angeles, I'm around the Rams an awful lot. His staff is incredible. He has got some of the greatest football minds. And I had Aaron Cromer, who, of course, worked with Sean Payton for several years. He said he has learned more about coaching football, from technique to psychology and everything, from Sean McVay at 33 years old, than he has from any other coach. And that was an incredible statement, because Sean Payton, to me, is one of the best head coaches we've seen in the era of football. And the things he was saying about Sean McVay and his ability to get these players to play well, this is not going to be an easy out for the Patriots. I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if the Rams smoked them. It wouldn't surprise me if the Rams beat them in a close game. It wouldn't surprise me if the Patriots won. But the Rams are a damn good football team at every level, and they match wits. I mean, you talk about a chess match, adjustments, that's going to happen all the way until there's zeros on the clock.
Steve, thank you very much.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on. And
we'll
Hugh,
my
that.
Man.
See you in a couple weeks, my man.
See you in a couple weeks, brother.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.